Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, January 11th, 2019. Welcome to day 722. The government shutdown entered day 21 as Congress left for the weekend following another round of stalled negotiations to end the shutdown, ensuring that the partial government shutdown will become the longest in history. The House and Senate, however, both passed a measure to ensure that federal workers who are furloughed will receive back pay once the government reopens, which now goes to Trump for his signature. The House also passed another bill to reopen more government departments, but it is likely dead on arrival in the Senate because of a veto threat from Trump. The second largest shutdown stretched on for 21 days and lasted from December 1995 until January 1996 due to a dispute between then-President Bill Clinton and his Republican-led Congress. An estimated 800,000 federal employees, meanwhile, missed their first paycheck due to the shutdown. In particular, more than 24,000 FAA employees, including air traffic controllers, are still working without pay since their positions are considered valid for life and safety, as well as more than 17,000 others who have been furloughed or told to stop doing their jobs. The Trump administration, meanwhile, is laying the groundwork to declare a national emergency and possibly use a portion of the Army's $13.9 billion disaster fund to pay for his border wall. The money is meant to fund civil works projects, including repairing storm-damaged areas of Puerto Rico through the year 2020. Jared Kushner, however, has urged Trump to find approaches other than declaring a national emergency to solve the issue, and said that an emergency should be invoked only if it creates a clear path for the White House to build the wall. Democrats are exploring both legislative and legal options to challenge a possible national emergency declaration. And finally, Trump falsely denied that he ever promised that Mexico would write out a check for his border wall. Of course, he did, at least 212 times during the campaign, and several more since taking office. In a March 2016 memo, Trump outlined that Mexico would, quote, make a one-time payment of $5 to $10 billion, end quote, for the wall. Trump has more recently resorted to a baseless claim that Mexico will now indirectly pay for the wall through the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, which has not yet been ratified by Congress and contains no provisions earmarking money for a wall. And in the polls, NPR says 74% of Americans are calling the shutdown embarrassing, with 72% saying the shutdown is going to hurt the country. Reuters says 51% of adults believe Trump deserves most of the blame for the shutdown. And the Washington Post says 39% of Americans favor building a wall, 59.1% oppose it. Among Republicans, 74.1% are in favor, while 85.4% of Democrats are in opposition. And now to the notables. 1. The U.S. began withdrawing some equipment, but not troops, from Syria. Military officials have refused to provide details about specific timetables and movements, but a spokesperson said, "The process of our deliberate withdrawal from Syria has begun." 2. The United States approved thousands of child bride requests over the last decade. 3. Rudy Giuliani thinks Trump's legal team should be allowed to correct Robert Mueller's final report before Congress or the American people get a chance to read it. And 4. Steve King doesn't understand why the phrases white nationalist and white supremacist have, quote, become offensive, end quote. The 9-term Iowa Republican and Trump ally declared himself an American nationalist in a statement while defending his support of, quote, Western civilization's values, end quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.